How nice was it to see Alonzo get rewarded for hitting one hard like that?
Yeah, that was great to see. Like, that's when Pete is right, especially over the years, like, he's driving that ball to right center field, right field. So it was good to see him stay with his swing and stay with his approach and put a good swing on it.
How satisfying was it to see Shane Boz rewarded?
Yeah, Boz looked great today. He did a good job of getting the cutter going. He did a great job. He had all three fastball shapes going. The cutter, the sinker, and the four-seam. And four-seam had great life in the strike zone. And then when he's doing that, it just sets up the curveball. And the curveball had really good bite to it. Started just on the same plane as the heater, and it just disappeared. So he was really effective tonight, throwing strikes. It was a really good outing for Shane.
How important is it for Adley to sort of have an opposite field approach at the plate? And when he's going well, you know, how just encouraging is it to see him do that?
Yeah, I mean, you can say that with a lot of hitters, you know, outside of a few, but with Adley for sure, I think it's just taking his hits, you know, staying on the off speed, driving it the other way. It just shows his adjustability in the box, his length in his swing, and just being able to stay on and drive through the off speed pitches. So he had some great at bats, say, huge hits.
To see Adley and Samuel Basayo have multi hit games, do you feel like you have the best catching tandem in baseball?
Yeah, I would say it's up there. I definitely, I'm biased, obviously. Get to watch these guys every day, watch them work, and yeah, I'd definitely say we had the best catching tandem. Like I said, I'm biased, but no, they're doing a great job at the plate. Their at-bats have been awesome, and doing a great job of leading on pitching staff, which is the biggest thing for me, is how they influence every decision on that side of the ball and doing a great job being prepared and working with our guys.
It's quite a tough start for the Astros this season, even though their offense is statistically one of the best in baseball. How impressive was it from a complete pitching performance, not just Boz, obviously, but the relievers as well.
Yeah, that's a grindy lineup. I mean, that's up and down. Like Matthews put a great swing in that ball. It was like 109 and change on that homer. Like, they're a deep lineup team and battle-tested, you know, and a lot of accolades on that side. It was great to see our guys step up to the challenge and just compete. That's the biggest thing. They didn't shy away from it. They competed in zone, and that was the biggest thing for me.
Was it a tough decision to put Jordan on there with Kittredge on the mound to load the bases, or was that a pretty easy one considering the way that Alvarez is swinging the bat right now?
I would say both, honestly. Like, it's a tough decision because you don't want to load the bases, you know, for any pitcher. You know, now you're forcing them kind of in a tough spot to throw strikes, you know, but also once that ball went down the line, the base was open. No, we had Wolfie up, but to bring him in for Yordan and then the righties behind him who are, like we just talked about, really good hitters, and we like to match up with Kit with those righties. So once that base was open, you know, I didn't say we had to do it, but that's what really swayed my decision. And Kit did a great job of just making pitches.
Sounds
good. So you asked to follow up, just Kit. Yeah, Kit did a great job. He did a great job executing. Even when he fell behind 3-0 to Isak, he didn't feel like it was the at-bat was over. And he did a great job competing back in the strike zone.
It obviously didn't matter in the ninth because Helsley, 3-of-3 down. Did you consider putting Kowser in right field to sub in for O'Neill defensively?
No, because we just pinch hit, 1-for-1 move and pinch hit for O'Neill with Beavers. You know, I didn't want to do a double move in that situation with the score being down 2. You never know what's going to happen. So having the guys on the bench is always a great insurance policy. And plus, last time I checked, Tyler O'Neill has a gold patch on his glove. You don't get that from being bad in the outfield.
A few big plays from the infield tonight, Cody, Pete, and then plays finishing it on the two big one. How good was the defense, the infield especially tonight?
Yeah, infield defense was really good today. I mean, Gunnar made some nice plays. Kobe made some nice plays. Blaze that last one. Pete at first did some nice plays. You know, there's always stuff that we need to work on, you know, button up, and we will, you know, and that's something that we're going to continue to keep on addressing, because to get where we want to go, we're still far from a finished product, so we've got to keep on working.
Speaking of getting things buttoned up, pickoffs is here, tied for the most in baseball right now.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything you're seeing there as to why this kind of keeps happening across the board, or is it really just individual guys, individual moments?
Yeah, individual, I mean, I think with JJ today, it was, this league was too big. wasn't going anywhere, and that's what I was talking to him about, where he kind of just got caught. We know Tang has a great move. Two outs, I get his mindset. He was trying to score from first. Like I told him, we want to get that on the secondary lead, not on your primary. So it's little things like that that we have to button up. You know, we can't give away outs, free outs, especially outs on the bases, you know, and that's something that we're going to continue to work on, and so we improve and get better.
Obviously, it's hidden. That triple into right field is hidden from your vantage point, but it seemed like it like bounced into this like gully almost. Like, do you know if that is a – could Beavers have thrown his arms up for a grounder double, or is that in play in that behind –
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I had no idea, obviously, from my vantage point, what happened. Kowser is actually the one that came up and let me know, and he said he's never seen a ball go in there. And he's like, yeah, that's in play. And obviously, I called my replay person, Nate, and he's like, yeah, that's in play. It's like a grounds, or the grounds crew area, like little doorway. So, yeah, that's something we're going to continue to look into. Maybe they'll change the ground rules. But, yeah, I'd never seen anything like that. Yeah.